because he didn't know the Father, he couldn't know the Father's will, which was for the prodigal son to return. So how can we know the Father's will if we are not first dwelling with him, abiding in him, and being personal and relating to him and with him? And I'm kind of excited looking at this song because I picked it when Pastor Mark gave me the first message that he was going to do, that he changed up on me. And I was about to change it because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go with the prodigal son. Like, how does that even line up? And now I'm looking at it, and the end of it specifically, where it says, I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. So that idea of, as we are dwelling with the Father, understanding his will, he gives us like his heart for people in the world around us. And we can know the night, like we know the darkness by knowing the light first. And so as we spend that time with him, he calls us naturally to go out and join him on mission. It is just the natural result of dwelling with him. So again, like Pastor Mark was saying, not this, oh, I'm supposed to and I have to, but just from that place of dwelling with the Father, him transforming us and leading us out into what his will is.
So out of this intimate, growing relationship with Jesus, may you be rooted and may you be established in his love. And may you know this love and know how high and how long and how deep and how wide is this love for you, which surpasses all knowledge. And so, to him who loves you, may he do immeasurably more than you could ever ask or hope or imagine in and through you in Christ Jesus for his glory forever and ever. Amen. Go in his peace.